person, just you don't have a bris milah. You have an oral bosa. Your flesh has the oral. It is lo yovel midoshi l'shoseini. You're not allowed to come into the Beis Hamikdash to do the avodah. So here's the love. Rashi says lo yovel. Fine, azora. It's only an azora here. Midivrei kabbalah b'yalma. V'loki yalom. Means this love, it's only in the Torah. It's not a real love. It's a lachum Hashem Sinai. Here it's brought down as a love, but it's only a love of divrei kabbalah. That for this you would not get malchus. Oinin, how do we know if a kai, what? To do the avoid, right. First, right. That's the end of the shoshani. Can't come in to do the avoid. It's only a city who does the avoid. Oinin, how do we know if a kai is an oinin? If a mishpacha of his mishpacha was mates before the kvura, minon, how do I know this? The Gemara says, this sid, because it says by a kai godol, o minamigdash la yetzei, vula yichalas es mikdash alakov. But Kohen Gadol, by him there's a special mitzvah, he's not supposed to leave the Beis Hamikdash. Even though he's a Leinein, he could do the Avodah. But Tzadik, Ho'achar, a regular Kohen Hedyit, not a Kohen Gadol, Shelo Yotzechil, if he does not go out of the Beis Hamikdash, he's Mechalol, the Avodah. So that's how we know there's an Azari, he's not supposed to be there. So if so, if you didn't make the Diyek from the word of Lo Yechalol, for tomorrow, Omalei Ravachol Ravah, the Nevev already left turn out, Chilo Chilo Mishruma. Malala the Misa, Afkam the Misa. Just like we learned out before, anytime it says the word Lo Yechalol, we have Exer Shava, just like by Truma. If a Kohen Tom eats Truma, he's Chayiv Misa, he also may be. If a Kohen that's an Oinin comes in, she be Chayiv Misa. Someone says, no. Mik Sivdei the Gufei. Does it say Lo Yechalol in the Pasha of a Kohen Hedyit when he's an Oinin? No. Niklolakasi, it only says it by a Kohen Gadol that he's not supposed to leave. So from that I bring a proof that a Kohen Hedyit is supposed to leave. Since so, the klal is, the Gemara in Zvachim, that have a dover habom in a klal. This is something we're learning out from a klal. Not that it says directly a Kohen Hedyit has to leave when he's a Meinein, but it's only a proof from a Kohen Hedyit. If so, then the klal is, the called dover habom in a klal, anything you only learn out from something else, ain't done a nice of Gzereshava. You have no right to make a Gzereshava. A Gzereshava, again, is not a Svar, it's a Kabbalah. There's no such Kabbalah to make a Gzereshava. We're only learning it out from a cloud, and not that it actually says it clearly in its place. The next Azor is Yeshiv. A Kohen that's sitting, if he does the Avodah when he's sitting, it's an Azor to Lav. Minolan, where's the proof? Amarav, Amarav Nachman, Amarav, the Pasuk says, Ki voy Bokar Hashem Alakechom, Mikol Shiftech, Hashem shows Shevet Kuna, La'amoid, to stand up, L'shores, to worship me. Tzadik is La'amida B'chatev. Hashem shows them when a Kohen stands up, then he's considered a Kohen. From early Yeshiva, but he was not chosen to do the Avodah sitting down. Therefore, a Kohen cannot do it sitting. Balmum, how do we know if a Kohen's a Balmum? Well, we have before in the device of the Machlokes. Balmum, if a Kohen's a Balmum, then he does the Avodah, Rebbe Yehme B'Misa. Rebbe says he's Chayiv Misa for this. V'chom Moimrim B'Yazor Asoni Yalav. What's the Machlokes? My time of the Rebbe, why does Rebbe say Chayiv Misa? You see the Pasuk so clearly, after the Pasha of Mum, of a Baal Mum, a Kohen of Baal Mum, the Pasuk says, Ach El HaPeroiches L'Yavoy. He should not come into the Beis Hamikdash to do the Avodah. And it says, L'Yon HaPasuk V'Yichal, he's Mechal the Avodah. If so, the Yalav again, Chilu Chilu Mitruma. Mal Allah the Misa, just like the Kohen Tomei eats Truma Yitzchayiv Misa, says by Chalil, is Afkan here also, that on Baal Mum, if he does the Avodah, Yitzchayiv Misa, Afkan the Misa. So if you know why, the Nail of Chilu Chilu Mi Noisa, once you learn the out already, learn out maybe from Noisa, that Mal Allah, just like by Noisa, says Chilil, and it's only the Chorus, Yitzchayiv Chorus, maybe Afkan here also, Baal Mum, if he does the Avodah, also the Chorus. So it says, no, Mistav with the Svari is Mitrum Hever L'Melech. It's more of a Svari to learn out, or a Kohen, that's a Baal Mum, from the Pasha of a Kohen that's Tomei that eats Truma. Shekeim Sulaguf. Both of them, there's something wrong with the Kohen. Here the Kohen is Tomei, and here the Kohen is a Baal Mum. Mitzulaguf, they're both of Sulaguf. That's why it's better to learn out a Baal Mum from a Kohen Tomei, rather than Noiser. The Svari says, no, Adarabah, the opposite. Minoiser Hever L'Melech, there's more of a Svar to learn out of Kohen Baal Mum from the Pasha of Noiser. Shekein Kodesh, They both have to do with kabonis. Or kain bal mum can't do kabonis. Just like Meister is a korban. And Pinim, it both has to do with doing the avoidus inside the Beis HaMikdash. Lafuke Shumer is outside. Tigol, they have to do with kabonis as Machshavas Tigol for Meister. So who is a big svarot to learn out of bal mum from Meister, not from Shumer. It's most ever like it's true. Ella rather swells like this. Ella mitamei sheshimish. I learned that rather from a kohen that tamei that did the avoida, not from truma, but from kohen sheshimish. Gomar, there I learned that better. Psulaguf and psulaguf, they're both psulaguf. Whether the kohen is tamei or the kohen is a balmum, kohenish, they both have to do with doing the avoida. Pinim is inside the base of Migdish, pig of a nicer. Mi kohenish, pinim, pig of a nicer. So this is the biggest svara to learn out. Therefore, that's Rebbe Svara. I learn out that a Baal Mum, if he does the Avoidis Chayiv Misa, just like the Kohen that's Tomei, does the Avoidis Chayiv Misa. And as a Gzera Shavah, both says Chilul by both of them. Through Rabbonin, why does Rabbonin say it's only Nazor, it's only Alav, if a Kohen Baal Mum does the Avoidah? What's the Svara in the Rabbonin? Through Rabbonin, on Makor, the Pasuk says, Boy, Vloy the Baal Mum. In the parasha of Misa, Rashi says, "V'truma b'Misa," where it says in the parasha of a kohen tummy eats truma, it says the word "boy." Rashi says, "The kula nami minogamri." Like all the gzeros shows before, we learned out the chi of Misa even by a kohen tummy from truma. And so the yosa boy, it says in the parasha of kohen tummy that eats truma, it says "boy." Lemutei that only here there's Misa, not someplace else. Where's the niyat? For like a Baal Mum, and not a Baal Mum, if a Baal Mum does the Avoida, he's potter from Misa. Why do I say a Baal Mum? Rashi says, "Umistarver Baal Mumu, Kamamayit, for like Tamei Tzvuyoim, Shem Sul Tumasim," because there is a big Epsul. If a Kain is Tamei, that's a big Epsul. Tum is a big Epsul. My Shem came Baal Mum, is not such a Epsul, therefore I say the term is Mamayit, a Baal Mum. Now the last Machlokes he had in the Mishnah was that Zar Shashimis Tamikdash. If a regular Jew comes into the Beis HaMikdash and does the Avoida, so you had a machlokes whether he's Chayiv Chenik, that Rebbe Akiva says he's Chayiv Chenik, and the Chum say it's a Misa B'dei Shemayim. So what's this machlokes of the Zohar? Tanya will learn like this. Rebbe Yishmael says, Nemakan v'hazar hakar of Yumas. Says here a Zohar that comes into the Mikdash to do the Avoida, he's Chayiv Misa Yumas. And it says over there, Kol HaKorev HaKorev Ela Mishkan Hashem, Yomus says there also a parasha of Misa, you receive Misa. Ma'al HaHalim B'dei Shemayim, just like over there, Yechayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Yavkam B'dei Shemayim. That's one drasha. Same thing, it says here, Kol HaKorev HaKorev Mishkan Hashem Yumas. Here it says Lashon of Yumas. And then, alright, yeah. That's one drasha. Rabbi Akiva right now, Nemokan v'hazar korav yumas. Says here, a zar that comes in to do the avoida, yumas, he deserves misa. The Nemo lahal, it says another parasha, v'hanovi yahu, v'hanovi yasheker, or y'cholam ha'cholam ahu. First that dreams and says, nevu sheker, yumas, that they deserve to receive, they deserve to be killed. Ma'al lahalam b'skila, just like over there in the parasha, v'hanovi yasheker, there we dash in the mean skila, is afkan skila. That's Rabbi Kiva over here in the Braisa, not like our Mishnah. The Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva says it deserves chenik. Here in the Braisa, Rabbi Kiva says that a zar that does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv skila, and we learn it out from a Novi Sheker. Rabbi Yechne ben Uriyama like this. Ma'al lahalad bechenik, no, just like over there he's chayiv chenik, afkan bechenik, he also he's chayiv chenik. He learns by a Novi Sheker, they're also yoni chayiv chenik. But just like over there you're chayiv chenik, over here also, by a zar that does the avoid also is chayiv, he's chayiv chenik. Rashi b'dayim for malal b'day shemayim means on the nesayim v'chamish shemish by kerich. Says there by the anshe kerich they were chayiv misa b'day shemayim. Rashi said yichlem benuri tzrilei novi shadiach as a rabim b'chenik. A novi asheker that caused the people to worship avoid the zara, he's chayiv chenik. That's his shita. So that's cool like our Mishnah. That here also was Zar, Shashimesh, you should know he's Chayiv Chenik. But my Kimis, look at what's the Machlokes over here. We have Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. There's one Machlokes in Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. That what?
Rekiva Sobar Donin Yumas Miyumas. I learn out the word Yumas from another word that says Yumas, from Novia Sheker. Viyain Donin Yumas Miyumas. I don't learn out, here it says Yumas by Zar Sheshimesh. It says Lashonor Yumas. And you want to learn out from Anshe Korech that it was Misa B'dei Shemayim, but there it says Yumas, not Yumas. So I did not learn out one from the other. Rav Yishmael Sova, no. Donin Hedyit Mehedyit, V'yal Donin Hedyit Minovi. I learn out a Misa, the Hedyit here, a Zar, Sheshimesh, he's a Hedyit, from the Anshe Korech over there, also were Hedyitim. So there the Misa was a Misa B'dei Shemayim, here also it's only a Misa B'dei Shemayim. And don't bring me any proof from a Novi. He's a special person. He's not a Hedjit. He's a Novi. We ain't done a Hedjit, we Novi. Not me Novi. That's a Bishmol Svara. We have a Kiva, but Kiva also no. Kiva and Shadiach. Once this Novi went to turn around people to worship Avodah Zarah, so obviously he lost his Nevuah. He's not a Novi anymore. If so, ain't look a Hedjit, God only is there. He loses his whole status as a Novi, and he's called a normal person. He's called a Hedjit. Therefore, learn out the Gzeres Shava, you must, just like by Novi Asheker, he's Chayiv Skila, here also a Zar, Sheshimesh is also Chayiv Skila. That's Rabbi Kiva's Svar. So therefore, in the first Brice, Rabbi Kiva holds that a Zar that comes into the Beis HaMikdash, his name is Chayiv Skila. The other one says, the Mike Mislagi, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yechon and Benuri, what's the second Machlekes Tolian? That Rabbi Kiva told us, so far, Yechayiv Skila, and Rabbi Yechon and Benuri holds, no, Yechayiv Chenik. Mahir's machloek is by Novi Asheker himself. He's the Chayiv Kilo, the Chayiv Chenik. So what's the machloek is told in? The Plukta, the Rabbi Shimon of Rabbonin, another machloek is. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbonin. The time you learn like this. Novi Shediach, a Novi that went around and caused people to worship Avodah Zarah, came a Novi Asheker. So Biskilo, Tanakama says the Chayiv Kilo, that's what Rabbi Kiva holds. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Chenik. Rabbi Shimon says no, he's only Chayiv Chenik. Yeah, Chenik. Here is, alright, yeah. We had this machloket before, and Elohim and Machlokim. No, this will be in the next part. In the next part, the more will be Masber, what this machloket is telling you. If the Novi Yashekel, whether it's Chayiv Skilo or it's Chayiv Chenik, that will be in the next part. So more discussion though, are you not tonight, but who's the spirit of the Kiva now? And now in Mishnah we learned, we have a Kiva right of the Chenik. The Kiva himself said, that Azar Sheshimesh is Chayiv Chenik. And here we're seeing Rabbi Kiva says, Azar Sheshimesh is Chayiv Skila. So it's the steering of Rabbi Kiva. Murph says, no, I'll answer you. Shrei Tanoi, believe it or Rabbi Kiva. In Shatish, Rabbi Kiva gave a shir, and he had two Talmidim there. And each Talmud heard differently. That's every Machlokes started. That the Talmidim heard different what the Rebbe said. The Rebbe said something, and the Talmidim heard a little bit different. This Talmud thought that Rabbi Kiva said, Yechayiv Skila, and this Talmud thought the Rebbe said, Yechayiv Chenik. That's the one Machlokes came out. Masnisin, Rabbi Shimon, Valibad Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon's interpretation of Libad Rabbi Kiva. That Novi Ashek was Chayiv Skila. So you learn out Zar from Novi that Yechayiv Skila. Bryce, of this last Bryce, the Rabbonin, goes according to Rabbonin sheet to believe in Rabbi Kiva. That they say, no, even a Novi Asheker is only Chayiv Chenik, and therefore learn out Zash or Shimish from a Novi, that they're both only Chayiv Chenik. That's the pshat from our Mishnah. Yeah. Hadrin Alecho, Elohein Anasrofim. Yeah. Now I'll go to Elohein Anasrofim, Nechnokim. So Shaila is exactly which part comes first, the 10th or Achelik. And the Mishnah is to have the Achelik first, then the Elohein Anasrofim. Right, so in Gemara we have the Gemara to hear continuation of the first Misa, then we leave the Gadatha for later on. Eloena Mechnokim. These are also the cases that people are Chayiv Chenik, Misa Chenik, the Shrangle.